This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores bioethics bestsellers, The Immoral Life of Henrietta Lacks. And now here's Paige.
Did you know that you can find bioethics in a bestseller? Recently, when I was on the couch with the flu, I read a book that had been recommended to me several times, The Immoral Life of Henrietta Lacks. This Oprah's book club favorite is the fascinating story of a woman whose cells changed the course of medical research. And the timing is just right. I finished the book just before International Women's Day, which is March 8th. You could say that Henrietta Lacks unknowingly changed the lives of thousands of women around the world. In 1951, Henrietta Lacks, a poor, young, African-American mother of five, began treatment at Johns Hopkins Hospital for an aggressive form of cervical cancer. About 1 year before Henrietta died, her doctors gave a sample of her unusual tumor to Dr. George Guy, who was trying to find cells that could be grown in the lab for medical research. He hoped that these cells could be used to help find a cure for cancer. Dr. Guy discovered that Henrietta's cells were immortal, as they grew indefinitely in culture and never died. These cells, called HeLa for short, have been distributed to laboratories worldwide for use in medical research. HeLa cells have been used to develop the first polio vaccine, to test the effects of radiation and toxins in humans, to produce drugs for a number of diseases, such as leukemia, and have even been sent into space. Five Nobel Prizes were based on HeLa research. As of 2009, more than 60,000 scientific articles have been published about research done on HeLa cells, and this number keeps growing. And so do the HeLa cells. Neither Henrietta's family nor Dr. Guy profited from her cells, but others have. Over 17,000 patents involving the use of HeLa cells have been registered by researchers and biotech companies. You can probably guess what one of the ethical issues is when I tell you that the cells were taken without Henrietta's knowledge, let alone her consent. Informed consent was not a standard practice in the early 1950s. That has changed, and doctors must obtain signed consent forms from persons so that tissues removed in surgery or biopsies may be used for research. Let me list just some of the other issues you might recognize as you read her story. Who should profit from research on human tissues? Do patents on human genes encourage research, or are they a way to hoard the possibility of profits? There are concerns about who benefits from genomic research. Many of the tissue donors are too poor to afford experimental therapies. How do science and medical research guard against exploitation of ethnic minorities or vulnerable populations globally? You might notice other issues as you read. So, the next time you have a few hours, put down the remote control and pick up a good book. You might be amazed at the bioethical issues you encounter.